Okay, good morning, everybody, and Shavua Tov once again. So we're up to Mizmor Kofiyot Tes, which is unique amongst all of the Mizmori Tehillim. It's the eightfold Seder Aleph Bet. It's a remarkable Mizmor in that fashion. And at one point, the Gemara in Brachos suggests, maybe this should be when we talk about Kol Omer Tila La David Bechol Yom, when we say Ashrei three times a day, Mavtach Shu Ben Olam Haba. So this is one of the candidates that the Gemara considered in terms of being the ultimate, alphabetical, liturgy. It's remarkable and beautiful, poetry put together by David. And you can look in the Malbim and the Radak, who talk about sort of the unifying themes of the six or eight different elements, depending on their perspective, Torah, Mitzvos, Chukim, Derech, etc. What I actually wanted to focus on is a comment made by the Ramban regarding the opening pasuk. The Ramban happens to enumerate a mitzvah that the Rambam, in his judgment, omits. Tamim tiyahim Hashem elokecha. The Rambam, when he relates this mitzvah, means that we have to believe that all sorcery and necromancy and superstition, all of these things are false. Sheker v'chazav tohu v'ahavahevel. The Ramban believes very strongly that this is a mitzvah to believe that even if there's divine providence, which is mediated through various kochavim and mazalos, through various intermediaries, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has veto power over it all, and he's able to control everything. And in that regard, and in that respect, there's this mitzvah of tamim tiyayim Hashem elokecha. One should be wholehearted in one's commitment to Hashem. It's interesting, Rashi has a very beautiful formulation in a slightly different direction. Rashi says, "Tamim tiyayim Hashem elokecha al tachkor achar ha'asidos." So we should not pursue the future. We should not try to figure that out. "Lekol ma she'yavor alecha kabel b'tzmimus." We should accept with a whole heart. Okay, so the Ramban takes his position, and Rashi takes his position, and the Rambam takes his position. And the Ramban, in his critique, as it were, of the Rambam, who says, why was it that the Rambam omitted this particular mitzvah? So the Ramban has the following statement. He says, well, maybe the Rambam thought that this was a mitzvah hakolela. So tamim tiyayim Hashem elokecha is a mitzvah that applies to the entire Torah insofar as it governs a person's entire avodas Hashem, a person's entire service of God. As the pasuk says, ashrei tamimei darech halchim b'toras Hashem. And if I could add in one more pasuk, atzrei hashrei no tzrei edotav b'cholev yidrshuhu. That praise it and happy are the ones who seek out God with their whole hearts. They seek Him b'chol lev yidrashu ashrei no tzrei edotav, right? Ashrei tamimei darech halchim b'toras Hashem. That this defines a person's entire spiritual life. So I don't think it's too much a realistic possibility for the Rambam. I think the Rambam was very clear in terms of what he meant and what he expected from that pasuk of tamim tihiya im Hashem elokecha. But at the same time, I think it's a very inspirational view of the Ramban's understanding of just what it meant, beyond just believing that God ultimately controlled the world, but, and that we should have, wholehearted belief in that. But ashrei tamimei darech halchim b'toras Hashem, ashrei no tzrei edotav b'cholev yidrashuhu, that we seek out God with our entire hearts, and that we remain fully committed to the path, of his mitzvot. And I think that this is very consistent with the Ramban's doctrine in general. The Ramban is very often concerned about people serving God, what he calls al tzad ha-safek. Maybe it's important, maybe it's not important. And that's something that I think we can all, appreciate very much, right? That the quality of religious life is something that the Ramban put a great deal of emphasis on. And that quality of religious life was tied into the extent to which we remain committed internally. A person who doesn't have that internal sense of commitment can often find things burdensome or boring. But a person who is fully invested, right, takes all the details with a great degree of seriousness. And the Ramban here spoke towards the quality, of our religious life. And God willing, as we continue and move towards our full reopening, right, it's that quality of religious life which beckons at all of us.